Hey mama, do you find yourself wishing you knew you were on the right path with your business or wanting to know how to do it all as a work-at-home mom and entrepreneur? If you struggle with imposter syndrome, mom guilt, or fear of failure, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Alexia, a Christian mindset coach passionate about teaching moms how to renew their minds to find success both in business and motherhood. You can overcome the negative thoughts holding you back from fully stepping into your calling. I know what it's like to worry your business will never work, to feel mom guilt every time you work on your business, to realize your mindset is hindering you, but not knowing how to change it in a Christ-centered way. I created the Mom with a Calling podcast to teach you how to use the powerful combination of God's Word and proven mindset strategies to help you break free from negative, paralyzing thoughts and gain clarity and confidence to go where God is leading you. As you step out of the old way of thinking and into God's way, you'll find more peace, joy, and purpose. Pop in those earbuds and get ready to let God work in you so He can work through you. Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm Alexia Carrillo, your host. My voice sounds kind of weird. I don't know if you guys can tell. I can't talk very loudly. I have strep throat or something. I don't know. But I had this episode that I really wanted to do. Today is Good Friday. This is late on Good Friday, but I wrote it all out and I was excited about it. I outlined it and then the day got away from me. So I wanted to make sure that I shared this episode with you because this morning I was reading the account of Jesus's crucifixion, right? Because it's Good Friday. And just reading that story, and there is this one verse that just stands out to me, and I mean, there's lots of things, but this one verse in particular stood out to me this morning and just brought me to tears. And I wanted to share it with you today because I think that not only is it a good reminder of the gift of what God has given us, but it actually just applies to our relationship with God in general. Yes, we can take that into our business and things, but this is just for us as Christians. And so I wanted to share that with you today as a word of encouragement as we go into this Easter weekend. So the verse comes from this whole, you know, the crucifixion account is in all of the Gospels, but this one particularly comes from Matthew 27, 50 through 53, but I think it's actually just verse 50. But Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Suddenly, the curtain of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked and the rocks were split. And when I read that, I'm overcome with emotion because this is the amazing gift that Jesus gave us. Now, you may know this already, and that's totally fine, but I still would encourage you to listen along for what this really means as a reminder of God's gift to us. And if you maybe read that and you're like, okay, great, like some curtain tore, like what's that got to do with anything? Why is it in the middle of this story? Then I want to share some of that insight with you. Because to understand the significance of this, like for years I read that and I was like, okay, cool. The curtain of the sanctuary was torn. Okay, next, you know, like we're reading about Jesus here. Why is it talking about, what does that have to do with anything? But what I've learned over the years is if you read something and it feels out of place, it is not out of place. There's a reason God put it there. There's a reason that it was meant to be included in the story. If we don't understand why it's there, it doesn't mean that God did something wrong. It means that we just don't understand. And so to understand the significance of this curtain tearing, we have to look back to the Old Testament when God was instructing the Israelites on how to build the tabernacle back in Exodus 26. And then this would eventually go on to be the same layout for the temple. So it says in Exodus 26:33, this is God saying, "Hang the curtain under the clasps and bring the ark of the testimony there behind the curtain. So the curtain will make a separation for you between the holy place and the most holy place. Put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony in the most holy place." And so that the mercy seat is where God dwelled between the two cherubim. And this is where God would be. This is how they would, well, I say they would come, but only the high priest was allowed in the Holy of Holies once a year to offer a sacrifice for all of Israel on their behalf. And there was this whole cleansing ritual for the high priest, because otherwise, if somebody went in uncleansed, this happened to Aaron's sons, when they went in, they were instantly killed, or they died. Because if they were in the presence of God's holiness, it's not just because God is mean, but because he is holy, right? And he is so good that sin can't be in his presence. That's why when we, you know, looking at the law and all those things, like God gave them all those, all of the rules and laws, not to burden the people, but because their sin was so great that if they didn't have those things in place, they would never be able to be in good standing with God. They could never have a chance at praying, at them not receiving the just, the wrath, I guess, the justice that was deserved, right? And so they had to keep giving those sacrifices over and over and over and over, which again is why it's so amazing what Jesus did for us, because we don't have to do that. But it's more than that, because, you know, this curtain, right? This curtain is not small. It is 60 feet high, 30 feet wide, and about 4 inches thick. And that means that there's no person that ripped that curtain in the sanctuary after, when Jesus gave up his spirit. That was God himself tearing that curtain and saying, essentially, I hope you can see this. This is why it was such an act of love. And it's so amazing, because this is basically God saying, you are no longer separated from me. You are no longer cut off from me. Your sins have been forgiven. You have been washed clean. And now you can access me whenever you like. In Hebrews 4:16, it tells us, therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. I mean, that the throne of grace is that Holy of Holies. Like, we're able to approach the throne. We don't have to worry that we're going to, that we weren't cleansed enough, or like we're the one high priest, right? Jesus is our high priest. And we are able to just come straight to the Father and ask what we need to ask, but also have that relationship, that encounter with God, because of what Jesus did. As soon, and I don't know if it strikes you the same way, but to me, it's just as soon as he gave up his spirit, right? He surrendered it. As soon as that happened, it's torn. And this is what they're talking about, you know, in church and stuff. When you hear like having this relationship with God, we are now able to talk to him and he's able to talk to us. Like before that, before Jesus, people didn't, like it was rare occasions people would hear directly from God, or it'd be through a prophet or someone who had been anointed with the Spirit. But because of what Jesus did, now that is no longer the case. So I want to bring this back to something that I hear people talk about all the time, which is questioning if you can actually hear God, wondering if God's talking to you, wondering if he hears you. When you find yourself questioning those things, if he can really communicate with you or hear from you, I want you to remember this truth from this verse. This is why he gave his son, one of the reasons he gave his son, and why Jesus gave his life, so we could be reconciled to him and have relationship with him while here on earth and for all eternity. The enemy wants you to doubt this truth, right? Like, wouldn't it be such a good strategy of the enemy to have him trying to fool God's children in believing that they can't hear him, or that their father wants nothing to do with them, right? Planting those seeds of doubt. It causes confusion, which I'm sure you've experienced at some point. We all have. And when you doubt that God cares enough to speak, or that he can speak, or that you can hear, then it causes doubt and confusion with where you're going in your life and what you're doing in your business, what you're doing as a mom, anything that you're doing. If you don't believe in that communication lines being open between you and God, it can feel like you're all alone, but you're not. This, I just, I hope this is coming across. I just pray, God, that you would take the words coming out of my mouth and let it land on people's ears in a way they can understand the truth of this. In Jesus' name, amen. Because I think it's so important that we get this, that we understand that it was not just to save our souls from hell. It was to bring us into relationship and right standing with God for the rest of our lives. Because if the whole goal was just to save our souls, then when we got saved, like, why not just die? No, like, it is not just to bring others to him either. Like, that's part of it. Yes, right. Evangelize. But it is so that we can live a life with him for the rest of our lives, that we can bring his light into the darkness, bring the kingdom to earth, those things. And that requires that relationship with him. And I know that so many of my clients, so many people just long to hear God and to have that relationship and that deep understanding. And I just want you to know today that, you know, as we go into this Easter weekend, that you would realize the significance of that. That no longer was there this barrier between people and God. So when those thoughts try and creep in, get rid of those thoughts by anchoring your thoughts on this truth from today's passage. The veil is torn. You have direct access to the Father. In fact, it would be a great practice to commit to memory this week, Hebrews 4:16, as you remind yourself that you can approach his throne. You are worthy and loved and accepted. He cares about your thoughts and wants to give you direction. All right, that's it for this episode. I hope this was encouraging for you. If you have any questions for me, if any of this kind of brings up, this may be some theology things, I don't know. All I know is what the Bible says. So if you have some questions, you are always free to message me. You can join the Facebook group, Faith Driven Business Mamas. It's also in the description below in this episode. And I welcome any conversation that you have, any questions you have about the Bible, how to read the Bible, anything you want to know about God. If you're listening and maybe you're not a believer, I mean, that's a possibility. Or maybe you are and you're just not sure about a lot of these things. I am always very happy to talk with you about any questions you may have. I do not shy away from questions. I don't think it's a sin to ask, like, what does this mean? And what does that mean? And why did God say this? And those things have brought me closer to God. And I believe they will do the same for you. So you can always message me on Facebook. You can also email me. My email is in the description as well. I hope this was encouraging for you. Have a blessed Easter weekend. Until next time, keep pursuing your calling.
Thanks for listening to the Mama with a Calling podcast. As always, you'll find the show notes for today's episode at mamawithacalling.com/podcast. Really quick before you head out, are you loving these episodes? To make sure this podcast gets in the ears of as many mamas as possible, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. I'm going to be reading your reviews on the podcast, so I can't wait to hear from you. Also, if you know someone that needs to hear these episodes, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. And don't forget to tag me at Mama with a Calling so I can share it in my stories.
Until next time, keep pursuing your calling.